You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're looking back at questions from kids. And one nice thing about hearing from our younger listeners is that they often ask about linguistic mysteries that you may have thought about once or twice, but then never got around to figuring out.
Hi, this is Katie Fuller. I'm calling from Texas.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Katie.
I was wondering, is it pronounced caramel or caramel?
You mean like the brown, sweet, sticky stuff that you might put on an apple?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what got you to wondering about that, Katie?
Okay, so my dad is from Nebraska, right? So he calls it caramel. So I call it caramel. But my mom calls it caramel. So I'm like, what?
Uh-huh. And where's your mom from?
My mom's from Texas.
Okay, so Dad pronounces it with three syllables and she pronounces it with two?
Yes.
And you take your dad's pronunciation?
Yes, I do.
Why?
I'm not sure, actually. I kind of switch between them mostly, but like I usually say caramel. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why, honestly.
You know what? That's exactly what I do. I grew up in Kentucky and I go back and forth between those two pronunciations. But get this, Katie, there are at least seven different ways to pronounce this word. Can you believe that?
Seven? What?
Yeah, so that first syllable alone, Martha, what is it, three different ways to say that first syllable?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the word C-A-R-A-M-E-L, which looks like it has three syllables. But in the United States, some people say caramel. Some people say caramel, some people say caramel, and some people actually say caramel. And that's just in the United States. There are three other pronunciations in England.
That's crazy.
The three-syllable pronunciation is one you hear mostly along the east coast of the U.S., all the way from Maine to Florida and into parts of Texas. But I'm not surprised that there's some difference because sort of the rest of the United States tends to pronounce it the other way.
Yeah.
There's no one place that pronounces it only one way. There's always a scattering of both pronunciations no matter wherever you go, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
I think I say caramel. My wife and I talked about this recently. I think I say caramel most of the time. And when you add it on to another word like caramel corn, I can't imagine saying caramel corn. It just doesn't sound right. Caramel corn sounds right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you eat caramel apples or caramel apples?
I eat caramel apples.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But when I'm talking about other things, like caramel.
Right. Do you want a caramel sounds better than do you want a caramel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this tastes like caramel. But your family is representative of the same differences that we hear all across the country. There are all these different ways to pronounce it, and there's no one correct way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
I think that's cool. I thought there were only three.
Yeah, that first syllable can be care, cur, or car. The last syllable can be male, mill, or mel. And that middle syllable can either be or not pronounced. And so mix them up, and you got a lot of different pronunciations.
You know, Grant, I realize I'm still all over the map when it comes to the pronunciation of this word.
I don't know about the pronunciation, but I'm all over caramel when it's all over an apple.
And then it's all over your teeth.
All over my shirt, my fingers. Well, another youngster's question got us thinking about the long history of some abbreviations we use today.
Hi, my name is Vivian. I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Welcome, Vivian. What can we do for you?
I had a question. Why is the abbreviation for the word number, which is spelled N-U-M-B-E-R-N-O, if the letter O isn't anywhere in the original word?
Oh, so you're thinking maybe it should be N-U instead of N-O as an abbreviation, huh?
Right? I mean, like, probably.
It's part of a set of abbreviations we have that are basically older than English, or at least modern English. It goes back to the Latin form of the word number. It's one form of it was numero, very much like in Spanish and Italian today, N-U-M-E-R-O. And Latin scribes abbreviated a lot of their writing, and the way that they abbreviated that word was in O, with a little mark, or maybe the raised O with a line above it to indicate that the word had been shortened. And so that's it. And so we've just kept that Latin abbreviation through the millennia.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. And there's a few others like that. Pound is a classic example of that, like the weight LB for pound.
Yeah. Yeah. And the original Latin word is numerus, but that particular case, the ablative case, means in or with.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't really have cases in English in that way. So it's kind of lost on us, but yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Vivian raised a great question. We take those abbreviations for granted, but then you start thinking, but wait, why do we abbreviate number as NO or pound as LB? But once you know the linguistic roots of those abbreviations, the answer is perfectly clear. The history is right there.
You know, come to think of it, another example is the abbreviation for the English word ounce. Ounce comes from the Latin uncia, U-N-C-I-A, which is a unit of measurement. And this ended up in medieval Italian as onza. And that word onza was abbreviated as O-Z, and we borrowed that into English as our abbreviation for ounce, O-Z.
That makes a lot of sense. I can just see the Italian traders not only giving goods to English speakers, but also language.
Right, all that Italian wine.
Coming up, more calls from young listeners. Right now, though, it's your turn to weigh in and let your public radio station know how much you appreciate shows like this one.
Pitch in so that your public radio station can keep bringing you programs that respect your intelligence and honor your curiosity. Call this number right now,